This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, live from Greensboro today. Before rock legends Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry, there was Sister Rosetta Tharpe. The singer and guitarist blended pop and gospel in the 1930s and 40s. It was a sound that became the foundation of rock and roll. A group of Greensboro musicians pay tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe next Saturday at Barber Park in Greensboro. It's part of the Levitt AMP Greensboro Music Series. And joining me now is musician and Greensboro native, Logie Meacham. Logie, welcome back to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Good to be here again.
And our musicians today, David Bolton on guitar, Larry Drawn on the drums, Roger Kors on the bass, and Jazz McKelley on the guitar and doing the vocals. Welcome to all of you. Logie, tell us this about Sister Rosetta Tharpe, queen of rock and roll. We owe a lot to her. What do we know about her? Tell us a bit about her story.
She is a marvelous genius. God decided that one day in Cotton Plant, Arkansas, he would raise something besides cotton. And he took a little tiny woman named Rosetta Newbin. And at a very early age, 6, 7 years old, she shows this genius for music. And she's a guitar player, and she travels a lot with her mother, and just at a very early age, at 19, she's traveling the country doing gospel, and she has this way with the guitar. If you ever watch a picture, if you see film of Sister Rosetta Tharpe, if you watch guitar players, they tend to look at what they're doing, and they want to make sure they got it right. But Sister Rosetta has her eyes on the audience, and she's playing as if God is whispering in her ear, and she has her, it's just out of sight. You just got to see it for yourself.
She is transgression incarnate. She's playing the guitar as a woman. It's a lead instrument. She's singing gospel outside the church. How many rules could one woman break?
At that time, there must have been a special place in hell for her.
It's true, right? She was breaking, she shouldn't have been doing any of that.
No, and quite honestly, she took a back seat to an awful lot of musicians who later come on to say that they claim that they started rock and roll.
Yeah.
But you really can trace it right back to Rosetta's song, Rock Me, which is a gospel song. And she's described by a critic as having that rock and roll spirituals. And that term, rock and roll spirituals, sticks for the music that later becomes rock and roll that comes out of her gospel play.
Why don't we hear a little sample of what it is we're talking about, and maybe we'll get an example right here. Can we get some music?
I must have thrown it in the alley, baby.
Y'all, the natural fact that if that man don't need that Bible right, that's all. That's all. Because we got to have more love, peace, and understanding, and that's all. You see, folks, they don't know this and that. They can't tell you where that. He gotta go to school, but that makes him a fool, and that's all. religion. You a educated fool. That's all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all. But you got a religion, and that's all.
That's all. That is a group of musicians here in Greensboro. David Bolton on guitar, Larry Drawn on the drums, Roger Kors on the bass, and Jazz McKelly on vocals. You can hear them all pay tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe next Saturday at Barber Park in Greensboro. We've got more of their music coming up. So did Rosetta Tharpe write much music?
She did mostly gospel, and because of her contract, Sister Rosetta was locked into doing a lot of music that was not necessarily hers. She did some kind of bawdy stuff here and there. She sang with Cab Calloway in Harlem, and she was connected to a number of bands where, Lucky Melander's band, where her contracts locked her in to music. But she mostly loved doing the gospel that she had heard growing up. Her mother played mandolin. So she traveled around with Mama for a long time, turning churches upside down.
I can imagine. We'll talk about that touring, because I know she, you know, you talked about her recording contracts, of course, but suggest that she did play around, including here in Greensboro, right?
She did.
Tell us about touring and who was her audience.
Quite fascinating. Gospel music that Sister Rosetta Tharpe literally creates, along with Thomas A. Dorsey, who's considered, now, Thomas A. Dorsey, who writes Precious Lord, is considered the father of gospel music, but no one comes along and says Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who does Rock Me and these other tunes, is the mother of gospel music, but she is. The two of them are traveling throughout the South during much of the same period and are generating and creating what becomes gospel music. But keep in mind at this period, gospel music is not accepted inside the black church because they had them electric guitars. And drums and things, making all that noise, Larry over there and Brother Kors over there thumping on them bass guitars, and a woman singing and carrying on like that just was not acceptable. And the old people believed that if you cross your feet when you were shouting, you were shouting for the devil. So you could be careful now. I know some of y'all this Sunday,
you people in this audience going to hell.
They're going, that's right. But there were so many restrictions. So it's not until 1970 when Edwin Hawkins writes the song, Oh Happy Day, that gospel music then gets a welcome mat inside the black church. So Sister Rosetta and much of the gospel music of her time is alienated from the very institution.
It is always welcome here, and I wonder if we could hear another song right now.
One day the sun is gonna shine. pacify my mind. No, wait a minute, I done changed my mind. I'm gonna go down to New Orleans. I'm gonna find that no good old man of mine. And I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind. You know what he did? I'm gonna tell him. You done done me wrong.
Jazz McKelly, fronting for a band that's going to be at Barber Park next Saturday, paying tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Jazz McKelly, along with Roger Kors, Larry Drawn, and Dave Bolton, all paying tribute next week in Greensboro. Tell us about, you know, we may not have been welcome in the church on Sunday morning, but Saturday night when she was touring, that's a whole different thing. You have a stories about her touring through Greensboro, although you never got to see her.
Well, apparently. Yes. There's a place on Gall Street to this very day called the Magnolia Inn. And the history of the Magnolia is that it was a rest stop for black musicians traveling the South who could not pull into Holiday Inn. So when you got to Greensboro, many of the musicians who traveled up and down the Eastern Seaboard would stop and stay at the Magnolia. When I'm a child going to Catholic school, the bus, the number 5 Gall Street, turns right in front of the Magnolia. So every day there's a new marquee. Staying here tonight, James Brown. Staying here tonight, Ray Charles. Staying here tonight, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. So when the bus made that turn, I'd run to the window to see who's staying at the Magnolia. But the gospel music was always held in, quite often, Hayes Taylor YMCA, because it could not be in the churches. So you'd go by the Hayes Taylor Y, and all these placards for the 5 Blind Boys from Alabama, the Dixie Hummingbirds, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, even Mahalia Jackson would be appearing at the Hayes Taylor YMCA. And as a child, and when I'm a child, you're to be seen and not heard. So I didn't ask anybody if I could go. Get smacked in the mouth. So I just would enjoy the fact that coming into my city.
Yeah.
And even when those folks didn't perform here, they would stay. And you would always, I'd see Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and I'd say, who is that lady? And when I found out, woo!
Yeah. Well, and you were raised Catholic, so you know, as was I, we had the same problem as the Baptists. We couldn't enjoy our music either.
Yes.
We could have it, but we couldn't enjoy it. That was the deal. But luckily things have changed, and we can hear this great tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. It's great that this city has put together this tribute as part of this great concert series this summer. It's going on all summer long, and this is one of the many concerts here in Greensboro. Logie, always a pleasure. Thank you for talking with us.
Always enjoy it.
Logie Meacham, a Greensboro native who is now living in Durham, joined us today with fellow Greensboro musicians to pay tribute to gospel singer Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Dave Bolton on guitar, Larry Drawn on the drums, Roger Kors on the bass, Jazz McKelly on guitar. We're going to let him sing us out, I hope, with Precious Lord. But first, I want to tell you what you've been listening to. And if you missed any of what we said, it's on our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton Ormond. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Widarski's helping out today. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, a musical tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
I I have tried to hold my tongue, and I have turned the other cheek, and I have learned to walk away every time you speak. 'Cause what you have to say, I've already heard. And you're getting on my damn nerve. I have used up all my patience, but I refuse to lose my cool. 'Cause if you didn't know by now, my mama didn't raise no fool. And this whole thing seems so absurd, and you're getting on my damn nerve. Turn, 'cause you're getting